Well, hello, group leaders, Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you again. Today's topic is group membership and what that's like. Today we have with us Brian Hutton, who's a resident with us. I'll let him introduce himself and tell you what he's been doing here.
Yeah, guys. My name's Brian Hutton. I'm a resident here at Grace. Just started in January, so about 6 or 7 months. Interned here last summer and just started the residency in January with my wife. So glad
awesome.
To be here.
Thanks, Brian. And Brian, you have been in a Grace group for a number of months before it ended in May. Tell us, how did you benefit from being involved in that Grace group?
Yeah, for sure. I think there's really two main things that I benefited from. The first really just like in terms of friendships, like I found really good friendships in my group, started to build relationships with them, hung out even outside of just Grace group in general. And so there were people that I could talk to and just hang out with, which was really good moving here from Virginia. So just having people to hang out with. And then the other thing would be spiritually, like I really grew in my relationship with the Lord just from different conversations and interactions that I had with the people in my group. So those would probably be the two main things that I'd say I benefited in group life.
That's great. It's actually what we tell group leaders we want is
that's right.
Bible knowledge growth and relationship building. Yeah. So that's key. And we didn't actually tell Brian to say that. So that's a win.
That's right. A win right there.
Brian, what would you think is important about group life? Like what should group leaders make sure that their group members are getting?
Yeah, I think a couple things. One is just time in the Word. I think regardless of the content you're going over, I think that time in the Word and just time really reflecting on how that impacts your daily life, I think you have to spend time there. I think just in terms of what I was talking about, building friendships, building relationships, like not just group time, but outside of that, really pouring into the people in your groups, and then just keeping in touch with them, spending time praying for them, reaching out to them if things are going on, would just be some of the things I think are really important. So
that's great. Brian, what do you think, since looking on this past group season, what are some things that you found helpful from being involved in a group?
Yeah, I think what I just talked about, my group leader did a really good job of just making sure that both myself and my wife, who were in the same group, but that we were doing okay, that he would check up and just reach out to us, check on us, make sure that we're doing good. If we had any prayer requests, he would also just make sure that, like spiritually, that we were doing, that we were spending time in the Word, that we were spending time with Jesus, actually becoming more like him. And that was really helpful for us, especially moving and trying to transition into different things. So really helpful.
That's great. Yeah, the shepherding piece and care piece are so crucial to when it comes to leading a group and caring for your members and helping point them to next steps. So I love that. What are some things when you look back that you think maybe could have been done better or maybe even just done differently when it comes to group?
Yeah, really just one thing. I think the word that I'd probably use is vulnerability or accountability. I will say when I actually was in the process of becoming a resident, we actually visited a group, and in that group, they, at the end of their time, would split up into men and women, and then they would just spend time, all the guys and all the girls, just talking through life, talking about the past week, different things, and that was really just a really sweet time to be completely vulnerable, completely just intentional, talking about whether it be sin struggles or things that were going on, and that just helped us just open up and actually pray for one another and just build those relationships. And so I think one of the things that I think could be a little bit different is just really spending time focusing on the community aspect and not necessarily just the content, because that was a huge thing that we saw was really helpful for that group. And I think we could probably do a little bit better with that. So
that's awesome. And one of the things I know about Brian, because he's been here with us last year for a little bit, and he's passionate about discipleship and passionate about group life. So Brian, what encouragement would you give to our group leaders? I know you've already talked highly about your leader, which was awesome, but overall, when it comes to all of our group leaders here at Grace, what encouragement would you give them?
Yeah, man, I would just say, like, the work that you guys are doing, it matters. So, you know, keep doing it, keep putting in the time to prepare for conversations, have the difficult conversations with someone who isn't prioritizing group life, because we know how beneficial it really is. And so spend time praying for everyone in your group. Man, you have such a unique opportunity to spend time with people week in and week out. And so pour into those people and don't just take it for granted. One of the things that I think I would say is we have such a, or as group leaders, you guys have such unique opportunities to really do pour into them. And so don't just take it for granted. Don't just coast and just think about the question the day before, but actually spend time praying for it. And I think one of the things that I would just ask you is, like, how much time do you really spend seeking the Lord, how he wants to guide your group? And man, like I said, just keep doing the work because it matters. It's really important. So,
Brian, as you know, the rhythm of church, in about a month, in the fall, we will hear from Stage. It's time to get in a group.
Yeah.
Many people will want to get in a group who aren't already in one. Mm-hmm. What would you say to the group leader on how to engage a new person? How do they welcome them? What do they do in order to make sure that new person feels comfortable enough to go to this strange house and meet some new people?
Yeah, I think just having that personal touch is so important. So whether that be a phone call, a text, just reaching out to them, seeing if there's any questions you can answer beforehand, if they have any questions of what like expectations might look like, or just what a group actually looks like, just giving them any answers that they or that you can, really just trying to break down any barriers that might keep them from coming to a group or wanting to join a group. But again, just that personal touch of reaching out via text, call, whatever you can, just to help them feel comfortable and want to actually come and be part of the group is what I would say.
And what else would you say to a group leader related to the group as a whole? How does a group leader gauge overall group health, overall group forward movement?
Yeah, I think a really key in that would just be whether or not the people in your group are becoming more like Jesus. I think that you can spend a ton of time walking through content, walking through the different things, but if the people in your group really aren't putting those things into practice, then you're just meeting just to meet, in my opinion. I think you really have to take the time to evaluate whether or not everyone in your group is becoming more like Jesus. And if they're not, then talking with them, having those conversations, I think is really helpful.
Brian, I know that you're passionate about group leadership and helping group leaders grow. What challenge would you give group leaders as they're processing and thinking about this upcoming group season?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think one thing that I really challenge group leaders to prioritize is like their own spiritual health. I mean, you've said this a lot and I've heard it from other people, but you can't pour out what isn't already inside of you. And so if you're not spending time in the Word yourself or spending time with Jesus, really just stirring your heart for Him and your affections for Him, then you're not going to be able to pour into the people in your groups. And so I'd really just challenge each group leader to prioritize their personal relationship and walk with the Lord this group season.
Great, Brian. Thanks so much. Group leaders, here's your challenge for the week or your action step. We think it'd be great if you got in touch with your group members from the past season and just give them a survey. Like, ask them what they need. Ask them what they want. How can you best push them and help them grow into this coming season? And then also make sure new people, as we talked about, you know, fall's coming. People are going to come to group and you're likely to get a new person or two. Make sure they're fully aware of what the expectations are. Don't let them have questions before they get to your home or your host home about what's coming. So thank you, friends. We're grateful that you take 8 minutes or so to listen, and we'll talk at you next week.